This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The 2018 Farm Bill was a much-needed win for farm and ranch country. For the first time in a long time, the Farm Bill was passed in the same year it was introduced, and we got the new Farm Bill signed into law well before spring planting begins. Farmers and ranchers are ready now for the bill to get implemented, and we know Secretary Perdue and his team at USDA are just as eager to get to work making that happen. In today's Mark My Words and the next few, I'd like to take a look at the improvements we have all come to look forward to with the implementation of the 2018 Farm Bill. First and foremost, the 2018 Farm Bill brings America's farmers and ranchers another 5 years of certainty in a time when many are struggling to hold on through a down farm economy. The starting point for every Farm Bill is to protect our country's ability to grow a safe, sustainable, and affordable food supply. Farm Bureau has been in the room from our country's first Farm Bill all the way up to this newest one, and we are proud of the work our lawmakers have achieved to bring improvements to our risk management tools and protect crop insurance. Risk management tools such as agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage programs were improved upon in the 2018 Farm Bill. Our lawmakers count on hearing from each of us on what works and what doesn't with programs like these. That's why Farm Bureau's Farm Bill Working Group spent nearly 3 years considering what changes were needed to provide farmers with the risk management tools that work best for individual businesses. Support levels were adjusted in both ARC and PLC to respond to changes in the market, and farmers will have greater flexibility to change programs at designated enrollment times to be sure they have the best tools for their business. Speaking of farm businesses, this Farm Bill expands the definition of actively engaged to reflect the variety of business models across rural America. This was much needed, and beginning this year, extended family members such as first or second cousins who contribute to the farm will be eligible to receive risk management support from the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill also modernized marketing loan rates, which hadn't been changed in 10 years. Outdated loan rates, in some cases half of today's crop value, didn't make good business sense for farmers seeking post-harvest loans, and it was bringing real challenges to farm families across the country. With the 2018 Farm Bill, those rates will be updated and modernized so that farmers and ranchers can keep moving their businesses forward. The 2018 Farm Bill also addresses one of the fastest growing concerns in farm country. How we'll get young people back to the farm. We need to find ways to share our passion for growing crops, raising animals, and caring for the land with the next generation. The food security of our nation depends on it. Agriculture is the greatest industry around, but it can be costly to get started and hard to absorb the challenges of changing markets and weather in those early days. Thanks to the 2018 Farm Bill, beginning farmers and ranchers and veterans returning to the farm will have greater access to risk management programs and loans to help them get a sure footing as they're starting out. We must remember, however, that none of these tools would be available to us without the hardworking men and women at USDA and FSA offices across the country. I hope you will thank these public servants as you go into your county offices this week. I know we're all grateful for the long hours they have put in, without pay, over the last several weeks to ensure farmers and ranchers are able to access the services we need to keep up our good work of growing the best food, fuel, and fiber in the world. They have remained true in the mission laid out by Secretary Perdue and helped us fulfill ours to do good and feed people. The Agriculture Department's January 28th Federal Grain Inspection Service report revealed soybean exports are down 39% compared to this point in the previous marketing year. The reduction in soybean exports remains primarily due to the 94% decrease in soybean export inspections to China. Corn export inspections through the week ending January 24th are up 55% compared to this time last year. Five agencies within the Agriculture Department published regular reports. Agricultural Marketing Service, Foreign Agricultural Service, National Agricultural Statistics Service, the Economic Research Service, and the World Agricultural Outlook Board. AMS is the only agency of the five that has continued publishing reports during the partial government shutdown that has most of USDA shuttered. In fact, AMS has published 1,258 market news reports during the shutdown. Select AMS reports have continued to be published for a host of reasons. Some are supported by user fees, such as the Cotton Classification Report, which is funded under a provision in the Cotton Futures Act. Some are essential for export sales, such as the Federal Grain Inspection Service's Grain Inspection Report, while others comprise the major source of market information for an industry, such as the market news reports on livestock pricing data. Beyond AMS, however, since the shutdown began on December 22nd through the close of business on January 24th, a total of 62 reports from NASS, FAS, and ERS have gone unpublished. The agency with the largest number of foregone reports is NASS with 32 reports, followed by ERS with 22 reports, and FAS with 8 reports. The Agriculture Department's 2018 Farm Sector Income Forecast projected farm sector debt at a record high $409.5 billion, up 4.2% or $16.4 billion from 2017 levels. Real estate debt in 2018 was projected at a record $250.9 billion, up 5.4% or $12.8 billion. Non-real estate debt was also projected to be record high at $158.6 billion, up 2.3% or $3.6 billion from prior year levels. There are a variety of creditors that lend to agricultural credit markets. These creditors include, but are not limited to, custom-owned farm credit institutions, commercial banks, life insurance companies, individuals, Farmer Mac, and USDA's Farm Service Agency. The largest creditors are the farm credit institutions and commercial banks, holding a combined $321 billion, or 81% of agricultural debt in 2017. Two recently introduced Farm Bureau-supported bills would provide farmers and ranchers with relief from the health insurance tax. The Jobs and Premium Protection Act would repeal the HIT, while the Health Insurance Tax Relief Act of 2019 would suspend the tax for 2020 and 2021. There is a moratorium on the collection of the HIT during 2019, but in 2020, the HIT will collectively add an estimated $16 billion to the cost of coverage for individuals, small businesses, families, and others. This works out to an average $500 in added health insurance premiums per family. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarship in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 22nd. Any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.